Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:45 British Summer Time. Today is May 26th. This has been another eventful day in here, and we continue to see an increased amount of volatility. The day started out in a relatively sanguine manner with a number of indices in Asia moving to the upside, and the Hang Seng was up by over 1%. The Indonesian market in particular posted really quite an impressive upward dynamic, and that's occurring at an area of potential support, and obviously with today's upward dynamic that's more than potential support, and that positive action was mirrored in the financials index. More perhaps on that in a moment. As we moved into the European session, the majority of European indices closed up in excess of 1% and a number in excess of 2%. There were quite a few of those European markets had become overextended in the short term or oversold in the short term, and were coming down and touching areas, touching their May lows, which were areas of potential support. And not particularly surprising to see some of them rallying there. And early in the US session, it was a relatively similar story with a number of those US indices up in excess of 1% at one point. But they're closing out the day down. The Dow Jones is down 0.69 of 1%, and the S&P is down 0.57 of 1%, and the Nasdaq is down 0.68 of 1%. So, we've had a bit of a turnaround intraday, and the early part of the day was dominated by good news on the housing front, and the latter half of the day dominated by rumors that the Chinese authorities are investigating how they may be able to divest themselves of part of their European sovereign portfolio. So, that has raised anxiety levels, and that is at least in part contributory to the decline that we're seeing on Wall Street as into the close. What in I suppose just a review of other markets. Gold finished up on the day about $7, and that's the fourth consecutive day to the upside. Both platinum and palladium were in positive territory, although finishing out a little bit lower than their closes because they both gapped upwards and finished below their opens. The industrial metal complex was a little bit firmer in here as well today. Lumber has been really quite weak over the last few weeks and was limit down again today, down to $225. That really has coughed up really ra rather a large amount of its gain, is becoming overextended in the short term. So, but obviously it's been locked limit down both today and yesterday, and that is a situation which will have to change before the shorts are really put under any pressure. Elsewhere, the US dollar was stronger in here again today, and particularly so against the euro, where it was stronger by 1.63 cents. So, the euro is coughing up much of its advance over the last couple of days against the US dollar, but against other currencies, particularly those against which it had been really quite overextended, such as the Australian dollar, it's actually held most of its gain from the last couple of weeks. So it is probably bottoming out against something like the Australian dollar, although we probably can't say the same yet for the euro against the US dollar, or perhaps even against the yen. In the government bond complex, the 30-year treasury was as high as 125.09, so still well within shooting distance of its recent highs, just over one point. And While overextended in the short term, we haven't had anything in the way of downward dynamics which would suggest that these government bonds are encountering a supply in this area, although we can't be too far away from such a situation given the speed at which these government bonds have advanced. And it's a similar situation really for stock markets because they really have fallen at a precipitous rate and they're back at areas of potential support. So it's not unreasonable to expect that we would see some form of at least steadying in the current area. Whether that is a low or the low in capital letters is probably something that is unanswerable at this point, but the odds are stacked in favor of at least a steadying around current areas. And I've done a rather extensive review of bank sector indices globally today, and it's a pretty similar story. You have obviously some of the weaker cases, such as the Eurozone and China, where you've had really quite a lot of technical damage done, and consequently, the repair work to support a medium-term bullish hypothesis would have to be significantly greater for those bank sector indices rather than a large number of others, which have pulled back to areas of potential support and are either testing their 200-day moving averages or testing their progressions of higher reaction lows. So we're at a point where it really is the question, will they or won't they? And if we are going to see these markets finding support, then we'll need to see more upward dynamics. Now, we saw one today on Indonesia. Indonesia has been a leading market since October 2008, but it's not going to do it on its own, and certainly in the Indonesian market isn't the kind of bellwether that Wall Street is. So it's a straw in the wind, or one swallow does not make a summer. But it is a template for the kind of upward dynamics that we should see from other sectors and other country indices if they are going to rally and hold these progressions of higher reaction lows or hold above their 200-day moving averages. If they fail at this area, then we are moving into a deeper corrective phase, and it will mark a major inconsistency for a large number of these markets. With the gold market, gold has also had a rather large pullback, but has been positive now for 4 consecutive days. It's back above the $1,200 level, and it's making a little bit heavy weather of this pushing on to new high ground. And certainly the technical damage that it has undergone has probably decreased the likelihood that it is going to go on and make significant new highs, but it's doing a pretty good job of holding on to its gains over the last few months. And certainly, while under pressure from the general stock market anxiety, it has certainly held on to more of its gains than most stock markets out there, and indeed most of those commodity markets. Oil was stronger today by just over $2 and pushed back above the $70 level. So it's been doing a bit of work in this $70 region. But again, that is also something that has undergone some really quite severe technical damage. So the likelihood of it being able to rally right back up to those $87 highs have declined somewhat. And if one then goes to the industrial metal complex, you have copper, which remains in this $3 level, and nickel has held above this $20,000 level. It went down to 20,000, or almost just 21,000 earlier on today, but closed a bit off its low. But some of the weaker industrial metals, such as lead, have deteriorated really quite severely. So they really would have, lead in particular, would have to break its progression of lower rally highs to suggest that there's that demand is returning to dominance, and there's no evidence of that just yet. So the broader picture is that while we've had a large number of these markets pulling back and some oversold conditions developing, each of these markets needs to be taken on its merits, and there are certainly areas of strength. The Indonesian and Canadian financials, in particular, remain really quite consistent. On the other hand, you have the Brazilian market, which was stronger by a bit less than 2% today, back above the $60,000, or sorry, 60,000 point level. But it needs to do more than that because of the technical damage that's been done. It needs to push back above that 200-day moving average, and that I personally won't. I won't feel particularly confident about the Brazilian market until it does do that and sustains the move back above the 200-day moving average. So we do remain in this period of heightened anxiety, and there are probably more questions than answers. But certainly, what we are seeing is that inflation is not going to become a problem, that the central banks remain on the sidelines, ready to support markets if they need to by opening the monetary policy spigots. And the oil price has pulled back to an extent that it's certainly not a headwind in here. So it's not all bad, but if the bullish hypothesis is going to be renewed in here, then it really is for the bulls to prove. And we really are at a point now where it is will it or won't it time. And perhaps the Indonesian market is an indication of what we might expect from others, but let's see it. Certainly, the evidence is really rather tentative at this point, and the more cautious approach would be to wait for those upward dynamics. And I'm personally not tempted to trade in here. Because on the short side, I think things have probably fallen enough, and there are so many potential investment vehicles that are at areas of potential support. But I'm really quite happy to wait for upward dynamics to confirm that demand is returning. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but wish all the best to all of you.